Hey America, this is Chaplain Wanda Thomas. Listen to Wanda Road to Success with Great Wisdom Unlimited every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time during the Gospel Connection on WNJRradio.com, America's hottest web radio experience. This web radio program offers you information and tools that will help you to become empowered with skills for successful life outcomes. With so many different ways you can listen, you're going to love the way you sound. And now we're on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play WNJR, be blessed, and get connected to us.
Let's talk
relationships on you me radio.
So what are we talking about?
Marriage, dating, parenting, business,
and love, emotions, sex.
It's a conversation with me, Lady Misty,
and DJ KTE
on everything from hot topics to taboos.
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live on UME Radio.
Follow us at Let's Talk Relationship Show on Facebook or on UME Radio on Instagram. Let's talk relationships. Arguments for the grown.
Get the UME Radio app to listen wherever you are. That is UME Radio. One word.
UME Radio. Positive entertainment 24/7.
Subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell.
Good night, good night. Let me adjust my camera.
Lady Misty!
Good night, everybody. And welcome to Let's Talk. Hi.
Hey.
I know you've missed us. You've missed us. Yes.
Well, it's been a while, huh? Here. We took a little break, but we're back. We're back.
Here. Welcome to... Yeah, we're back. We're back. We're back.
So your folks do not dare.
It's lovely to be back on air.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Let's Talk Relationships.
So, Lady Misty.
Doing great. It's great to be back with you all to keep your company. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you been, Lady Misty? How you been? How you been? I guess you're not hearing me, are you? Are you hearing me, Lady Misty?
I'm are you hearing me? Are you not hearing me?
I wasn't. There might have been a delay going on here. Looks like a delay is happening here.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, a delay keeps happening with our devices. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you well. So that just means I have to listen more.
I hear you.
Yeah. So good night, everyone. Who's in here? We're taking up the register. We're doing the roll call. So please give us a shout out. As usual, let's know who is in the building.
Roll call.
Yes. Welcome to Let's Talk Relationships podcast, where we explore the dynamics and evolution of relationships. We identify challenges, offer perspectives through transformational conversations to inspire positive relationship outcomes. So we have evolved into a highly interactive source of engagement for an engaged audience who is heavily influenced, who has heavily influenced our discussion. We bring in experts and thought-provoking leaders to help couples successfully navigate their relationship challenges. So that's our main purpose. That's our aim, to get you thinking. And, of course, not only to allow you to think, but also to effect change in your relationship. So welcome back. We were out just for a few weeks, but we are back and we are ready and rearing to go. And tonight we have a very interesting topic.
What's on the menu? Yes, what's on the menu, huh? Do. What's on the menu tonight, Lady Misty?
All right. So the topic tonight is, it's actually a question. How do I know when a relationship is over? Signs a relationship is over. Can you
signs seen delivered? I'm yours.
Let's see. And I want to hear from you. So let's fire up the comment sections. I want to hear from you. But before we go into that, of course, we'd like to say a big thank you. As I always say, we started an attitude of gratitude. So we want to thank all our partners, our supporters, all our listeners and viewers. It is our hope every week that this show be a source of empowering information to you, a place where you can come to challenge your own thinking, and of course, a safe space to address issues that affect our families. Now, if you need advice or you have any questions or comments you'd like to leave with us, please feel free to drop it in the comment section or If you have a pressing issue, a pressing question, a topic that you'd like us to discuss, please feel free to email us at ltransers@gmail.com. That's ltransers@gmail.com. It is our hope that this program, this very one, will be a support to you to help you build, maintain strong, healthy, loving, and divine relationships. So, cheers to love and happiness on You, Me Radio. I am your girl, Lady Misty, and I am here with my amazing co-host,
DJ KTE. And folks,
correct.
It is July the 12th, and the time at the moment is, to be exact, 9:06 p.m. And we're glad that you're here with us to have a good old party time.
Have a good old party time. That's right. Of course. So in case you listen to this, if you want to listen to this program again anytime in the future, we got you. Okay? We got you. So here are some ways to listen. Yumi Radio on any of the following apps. So, of course, we're on yumiradio.com. Please go check it out. We are on Apple Play Store, Google Play Store, iTunes, Podcast, TuneU, Google Podcast, Podbean, TuneU, Live 365, Spotify, Stitcher, and Player FM. All right, so before we get into our night's discussion, though, we want to take a minute to talk about where to find great relationship counseling. And this is very, very relevant, seeing that, you know, we're talking about relationships and how to tell the signs. You may need a counselor after you find the signs tonight.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
Yes. So we are going to turn on the spotlight tonight on Dr. Wanda Thomas. And she is a counselor and wedding officiate. Now, let me tell you about Dr. Wanda as we shed some light on her tonight in our spotlight feature. Dr. Wanda Thomas, her mission is to empower others to live richer lives through her podcasting. Yes. So she wants you to have a richer life in speaking, teaching, advocacy, speaking, teaching, and advocacy work. My apologies. She has a passion for breaking cycles of dysfunction in families and individuals by helping them shed the burden of childhood trauma and hatred. That sounds like a very, very powerful ministry.
No, hey America, this is Chaplain Wanda Thomas. Listen to Wanda Road to Success with Great Wisdom Unlimited every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time during the Gospel Connection on WNJRradio.com, America's hottest web radio experience. This web radio program offers you information and tools that will help you to become empowered with skills for successful life outcomes. With so many different ways you can listen, you're going to love the way you sound. And now we're on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play WNJR, be blessed, and get connected to us.
Nice.
All right. Thank you so much. So go check out Dr. Wanda Thomas. She has a great ministry, a great program, a great podcast to help you build stronger relationships. Thank you so much for viewing that. All right. So tonight's topic, just in case you are joining us, welcome. Thank you for keeping our company. This is Let's Talk Relationships. And tonight's topic is, how do I know when the relationship is over? What are the signs we are looking for? Now, I want to share some signs with you. And in preparing for tonight's show, I went ahead and did some reading, and I found this article on brides.com, and the title of it says, six signs a relationship is over, according to an expert. So an expert said this. All right. So it says, if you are unsure about what to do in your relationship, of course, look out for these six key signs that a relationship is over. And listen, this is based on what brides.com says. So first key thing to look for, there is no emotional connection.
That's a big one there.
That's number one. They have it here. When the spark is gone, it's hard to tell if a relationship is worth saving. Now, it says one of the key signs your relationship is ending is that you're no longer vulnerable or open with your partner. A cornerstone of a happy, healthy relationship is that both partners feel comfortable being truly open and sharing thoughts.
I mean, folks gone quiet. They went quiet. Yeah, I think she's frozen there. But I think that what she was saying is that when they go quiet like that, that's one of the ways you know for sure it's over. I've had situations in my life where I've dated and you feel that detached moment when there's like a subtle distancing, you know, like it's like a unspoken thing and you can feel it, you know that something is up because these folks, because your partner, you're in that relationship is very quiet. And of course, that's a very important thing to look out for. So yes, I would definitely would want to point that out. I'm just trying to find that reading as well, so I can probably share with you guys where she left off. I had it right here, and I think I just slipped it. But this expert here was saying some very important things about signs to look for. And I'm just kind of get to it real quick for you. I think I have it here. And I think it says the second thing you want to look out for to know if a relationship is in trouble, signs when it is just about over. Now, let me see if I can find it for you. Give me one quick second. I think I have it here. So here we go. So the third thing that we have, I know I saw it here just now. The third thing is physical intimacy doesn't appeal to you anymore. All right, so you know that when there's physical things that happen there and that goes away, that's a big, big no. The fourth thing is it's hard to agree on anything. There's the constant bickering and, you know, almost like fighting all the time and clashing all the time. And is you wonder, you know, where's the peace and the harmony that you normally have? That's a big one. I think we have number five. And number five is when someone else seems more appealing. You know, and I've seen those situations where you have roaming eyes. You could be walking down the street or at some kind of a social event and the eyes is roaming somewhere else. They might get a phone call. They take the phone call. Then before they probably wouldn't take the phone call, they probably wait until another time. Those are things that can definitely show those. Oh, miss, we got you back. All right. There we go.
Just listening to you go.
Yeah. So let me say the last one.
Yeah, and number six.
Go ahead, yeah, little Misty. You got it. You got it.
Number six says the trust is on, and you know, this is a very big part of any relationship. You know, trust is a very important building block in a relationship, and once this is missing, you know, it's hard. Now, brides.com says that whether your partner had an affair or they just simply don't keep promises, trust is hard to rebuild. If you feel like you can't trust the person in your corner, it's a roadblock that prevents any meaningful connection.
Yes.
Trust is the foundation of a committed relationship, and the lack of it hollows the relationship from the inside. Yes.
Lady Missy, someone said, when we spirit, no take you no more. You saw that one?
That is, you know, that's number six. There's one. When we spirit, not taking no more. And listen, that's a real thing, you know, especially in Caribbean countries like Jamaica. Spirit tech is a real thing. It is a real thing.
No clicking going on.
Don't align.
Mm-hmm.
No clicking going on. So they have one here that says when your goals don't align. And you know, goals and purpose kind of work hand in hand. And when you're in a relationship and you're finding that your purpose not lining up after some time, it will cause a rift in the relationship. And that is brewing problems. So I want to hear from you out there in the virtual world. What are some of the signs you can come up with? Maybe you've gone through some of them yourself. Let me know. Let us know tonight.
Wow.
As we talk about this topic. Now, how do you know your relationship is over? Now, before I introduce our guest tonight, you know, it's interesting because I was having this conversation with a group of men. And it's hard to agree anything. Yes, I'm coming to that because I noticed that men don't pick up well when a relationship is over. I don't know why. Is that true, DJ?
You're saying that we're slow? I think we're a little slow on that.
Is that? I was having a conversation with some men, and they kind of had it hard.
Men were unaware.
They had it hard to pick up the signs. You know, women are quicker to pick up the signs because they notice that things are not going right. But men,
there's a reason for that.
And you know, they really don't pick up on.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, Lady Misty. There's a reason for that.
Go ahead, I want to hear.
And I think what it is that when a woman in a relationship is has lost interest, she knows how to hold on that and pretend for a while until she finally exit that relationship. So a lot of times, you know, when a guy is in that zone, he shows much faster, you know. But a woman, she's always looking for security, you know, in relationships. So if she's don't find security here, she don't feel safe here, and she's moving on, she does in a way where he doesn't really know it, you know, because she may still smile with him a certain kind of way. She may still act a certain kind of way with him, right? Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know that she's really gone until when it's finally shown, he's like, it's out. It's done.
Yeah.
So when she says to him, I need some space, it means that for the last 6 months, she's been planning that space. She's been planning that space for the last 6 months.
That's what she means.
Yes. Yes. The guy could say, I need some space. He just met a girl last week. And like the girl said, I need some space this week. You see? Because she wanted to jump ship. A lot of guys do that. But she's going to take a while before she gets to that point of saying, hey, you know what? I need some space. Yeah. She's already gone emotionally. She's already gone. That's just my opinion. If I'm wrong, let me know.
I just saw a comment a while ago. And I think I agree. I don't think she's pretending. She's waiting to see if he'll wake up and see, hear, and realize what she's been going through. A lot of men will disagree with me here because, you know, they're saying that, you know, we can't read your mind. You know, we can't tell if something is wrong. But if you know how a relationship should operate, and you know yourself that you have not been doing so great, I think you can say, hey, let's do a huddle session. Let's see what's going on. I notice that you, and you know, if you are observant and you know your woman well, you'll notice that women get withdrawn, and you know, I heard a male say today that they stop arguing. So once a woman stop arguing, it kind of shows that she stopped caring. So it's like, do whatever you want. And so those little signs, you know, men usually don't jump on those signs until it is way too late. And sometimes it causes, you know, a shock for them. So keep the comments coming. Let's hear what you have to say. So before we get into the conversation with our guest tonight, Marsh J went into the streets and she asked some listeners and viewers the question, how do you know your relationship is over? What are your thoughts?
It's so over now.
We want to hear what the comments were. Pretty interesting comments. It's over now.
So hey, fam, it's your girl Marsha J from Weekends with Marsha J and Jesse right here on UME Radio this every Saturday at 8 a.m. So we are here today with our regular listeners, Speak On It. And this week, we'll be answering the question, how do you know when a relationship is over? Let's lean in.
I think the answer to the question of how does a person know when a relationship is over, it varies from person to person because every ending of a relationship is different for someone else. And so what one person may consider closure or being over may not be the same for someone else. For example, I had a friend. She knew when closure came in a relationship for her, or when a relationship was over, when she realized that at the end of the day, she just wanted the best for her and that person. And if that meant that the best for her and the best for that person were not each other, that was something she was willing to accept. And at that point in time in the relationship, she realized that there was nowhere else for them two as a couple to go together. So it's different. Some people may say that they know when it's over when they realize that they have nothing left to give, no tears left to cry, or that there is no building from here. You've tried everything. And then for some persons, they know when it's over when they have checked out mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, even before the relationship has ended. Even before they say, you know what, it's over, they've already checked out mentally. So it differs and it depends on the person.
Marsha, you simply don't communicate with them anymore. So that's really and truly a sign that the relationship is over because you're not hearing from them. There's no more communication. So that's what I'm thinking. Oftentimes they criticize everything that you do. They find fault.
nothing pleases them. Nothing that you do pleases them. Mm. Also, they just stop caring. They just simply stop caring.
Okay, so how does a person know that a relationship is over? There are a number of ways, I think. One is that the person that you might be interested in, you know, you realize some change in the way they communicate with you. You know, you probably don't talk as much, don't spend as much time, if any at all, you know. Or some people just straight up, you know, say it's over and they just shut you out. So it all depends. Different persons have different ways of expressing their end to what was a relationship. That's my take.
Honestly, this is Mickey. Answer that one because we don't really know. Because I've never had that type of experience. But for me, watching our movies and hear other people talk about, the only experience that I had was God answering a prayer that I prayed just before I came into church. So that left that to the count.
All right, so how to know when a relationship is done? First of all, if you are a faith-based person, then God is going to tell you himself that, listen, this is not what I have planned for you. That aside, normally there's ghosting that happens in the relationship where you're trying to call the person, there's no response, or you text the person and they take days to respond. There's stonewalling. You know, something in your gut is wrong, but then the other person just make it seem like you're the problem and it's all in your head. Three, there's distance. There's distance in terms of, for instance, normally whether anything happens to you, good, bad, or ugly, they're the first person you want to call. And then you realize at that point, when something does happen, you think of calling them and then you pull back, right? As well as sometimes persons, they tell you straight up, you know, I'm done, I can't do this anymore, you know, and they walk away.
Wow.
All right, very interesting indeed. How do you know when your relationship is over? All right, tonight joining us in the conversation is, of course, no stranger to LTR. Mm-hmm. She is Dr. Pernell Bell. She is currently the regional clinical psychologist for the Northeast Regional Health Authority here on the island of Jamaica. And Dr. Bell has received extensive professional and academic training in clinical / general psychology from Capella University in Minnesota. She holds a master's degree in human resource management from Nova Southeastern University. She has a diploma in teaching from Monique Teachers College and a postgraduate certificate in clinical psychology from Walden University. She has made significant contributions in the field of psychology, and she is a sought-after psychologist. providing a psychological perspective on many issues affecting the Jamaican psyche. Frequently quoted in many news media, and is highly respected for her contribution to the field of psychology. And of course, she's an author as well. There you go. So that's a did you know for you. All right. So she is she's an author of 8 books, all of 8. Listen. And she has a very busy schedule, but she finds the time to relax. And of course, she finds time for LTR.
All right.
Very good night to Dr. Bell.
Welcome.
Let's talk relationships. I hope you are doing well.
Welcome tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. So tonight's topic, Dr. Bell, is you are most welcome. Tonight's topic, we are diving into the conversation. How do we know that our relationship is over? And this first question I want to ask is kind of a back and forth question, because we've talked about it over the days coming up to the conversation. And the question I want to ask is, who usually knows when the relationship is over, the male or the female? Who usually picks up?
I heard you with that conversation, but I believe it's a balance view in terms of male, female. And I say that because we have to use a standard to measure what constitutes a good relationship. And so a good relationship is one where persons would enjoy each other's company. They laugh at all the silly things that each other may say. They also are engaged mostly in good conversation. They use words of endearment and kindness to each other. Mm-hmm. And when we think about love, it epitomizes the fact that this person will remember birthdays. They will remember even the anniversary of when the relationship began, and so on and so forth. Mm. So when that is absent and both parties are actually seeing that that connection is not there, then those are good signals or signs that the person will begin to say something is going on here. And they may not yet come to the realization that the relationship is over. But what will happen is that they will begin to see that things is not the same as it used to be. And so that would be red flags. And if it continues over time, then both parties will begin to recognize that this relationship may be at a dead end and it's not going anywhere.
I mean, I think Dr. Bell, as I hear you, you know, we read a passage and we talk about six things that people, you know, can tell. But I really believe that, Dr. Bell, that, you know, beyond those who may be crying out for it to be better when things go down, or those who are just, you know, say, well, you know, let's have a hub session and kind of find out, you know, and fix the issue. There are people that's downright sneaky and downright dishonest and downright, just deceitful and deceptive, you know? And some people live their entire lives that way. Whatever causes that kind of mindset, they go into relationship for some reason that they probably don't understand about themselves. Sometimes it's for selfish reasons. Sometimes it's just for a momentary thing. And we don't want to address those things sometimes, you know. We know that people have issues when they want things to be better, but there's some people just really deceptive. And they go from man to man to man, or woman to woman to woman, and that's another factor. that we need to address as well.
So we have to make a distinction, though, between a committed relationship that may have been going somewhere, and then here comes a snag, and then it is indicating to the persons. Because you have people who have been together for 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and yet and still that relationship can come to an end.
Yeah.
So the relationship that you're talking about would be somebody who is a serial relationship person and who is not steady and who may have those ulterior motives, and they are into what we'd call unstable, temporary type relationships. And we would have to look back in that person's background to see what is creating that. And sometimes instability from youthfulness, from early on in the person's life, could be a contributing factor to this instability in relationship that you made mention of. But if we were to look at like a committed relationship that was going for a period, and then it seems like it's going into ending, then some of the things that I heard you made mention of earlier, such as no emotional connection, and trust is gone, and so on, are factors that are signs that could indicate that the relationship is done.
Yeah. So, doctor, are they all solvable? And what would you recommend if for these signs, which one do you think other ones should leave alone or try to restore? Because some of them can be more hardcore than others.
So as I said earlier, we have to look at what makes a good relationship, and if those criteria are not being met, it means that the relationship could see its demise. So what the couple wants to do, because relationships are usually emotional, and usually the emotion that is present in a relationship is love. And so when that is absent from a relationship, because when you talk about there's no emotional connection, it means that the person could be in your presence, and rather than feeling love, there's annoyance. There is a feeling of I'm not actually connecting. I don't want to be around this person. This person ticks me off. So that would be an indication that the relationship is not going in a direction that could keep these individuals together. And so love is that first thing when we think about emotional connection. And so to rebuild a relationship, many times what happens is what we call love deposits. They have to come back in the relationship for that emotional connection to be there. So one, when we think of love deposits, we're thinking of the person wanting to listen to the other person and listen carefully and listen with a view for respect. So respect is going to be very important. Acts of kindness, both in terms of physical kindness and verbal kindness, because words can become unkind. Thus, again, you're losing that emotional connection, because nobody wants to be around people who put them down, who make them feel less than, and want to develop self-esteem issues. So it would have to be those love deposits, so that the person is feeling warm and fuzzy and wants to feel a sense of connection with the person who they are in a relationship with.
Yes.
So that's one. If there is a trust issue and the person has the feeling that trust can be broken in a number of ways. One, there could be somebody who has interfered in the relationship where there's a third party. Mm-hmm. Or the person tells a lot of lies and try to work their way out of situations. Mm-hmm. And so if that is there, that would have to stop. And that if there is a third party in the relationship, then that relationship should be severed. And then a rebuilding of trust begins. So relationships are salvable, or salvageable, I should say. They can be salvaged. And so those are some of the things that would have to happen if we are seeing signs that the relationship is ending.
Lady Misty?
So, Doc, what you're saying now is that these things would happen, these things are happening over time. These occurrences, these signs are happening over a period of time.
Right. So, all right. So, usually a relationship starts off with persons liking each other, they like each other's company. And that will maybe go on for a certain number of maybe months, years. And if the relationship is taking a turn into one that is moving towards its demise, you're going to find some of these things happening, and they're happening over time. There's increased conflict, arguments, and being annoyed when I'm in this person's company. I don't want to come close to you nor touch you. I feel repulsed being near you. And that can be going over time, years. Somebody might be in this zone of the demise of the relationship. And if that is happening, it could be over time. Mm. And after a while, persons recognize that this relationship is not going anywhere. And because it's not going anywhere, that's when it feel like you're at a dead end. And that dead end is really the death of the relationship.
Dr. Bell, how would you address this right here? That a lot of people, they get into a relationship with a very needy kind of approach, right? Some know it, some don't really understand it, but they are needy. And a lot of people, they're looking for something that they don't have themselves, that inner balance or inner joy or inner peace or inner fulfillment or satisfaction, right? So they look to find someone, you know, people find different things. What is it? A new kind of sport. Some may find new friends. They may join a club. They may do some things to kind of, I guess, outside to bring something in. But how about those people who get involved in a relationship, but they're not complete? They haven't dealt with their traumas. They haven't dealt with their self-awareness. And now it's all in you now, you know? How would you address that?
So that relationship can be quite, I would say, tumultuous to have somebody who is so needy. And you said it so nicely, because every one of us, we should all enter relationships whole and recognize that we are also responsible for our happiness and not the other person. And so a person who is clingy and needy may end up creating an imbalance in the relationship, where that person now begins to feel weighed down by the relationship and burdened because of how the relationship makes them feel. And so if someone is overly needy, it is going to lead to control. Means I can't function on my own. I need this person in every way. And very soon, the other person is going to feel like they cannot continue because this relationship is draining. And that's another sign that we didn't make mention of. But if you're in a relationship and you feel emotionally drained, it's a sign that the relationship may be coming to an end, because nobody wants to feel that sense of burden. And what, as you said earlier, if somebody comes in very needy, it means that they are going to need to better understand how they can satisfy some of their own needs. It means that that person may need to seek psychotherapy to be able to understand where the lack is in them so that they can fill those gaps, so that they're not waiting on somebody else to fill the gap. And if those gaps are not filled, it is going to end up into a very toxic, draining relationship that will end.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I agree. As you talk about needy, there's also an instance, Dr. Bell, where the controller may create some of these signs to end the relationship. So I'm in a relationship, I don't want you anymore, so I create these signs. So, you know, it may be a little bit extreme, maybe a little bit outside the box, but it does happen in instances. I know it may not happen frequently, but do you think that these things happen, Dr. Bell? The controller will create the instance where I just habitually tell lies. I want to do away with you, so I create these signs. So I become intentionally distant, intentionally annoyed, just to get rid of you.
So the controller, though, usually is the needy person. And they're the ones who are having those psychological issues that sometimes they are unaware of. And so their behaviors may seem to them to be engaging, but it's really a disengaging relation, behaviors that are sabotaging the relationship. So they're actually sabotaging the relationship without even knowing that that's what they're doing, because of their controlling and needy behavior. What I think you're now saying is that sometimes some persons realize that the relationship is not a good one for them. And so rather than coming out and having a discourse, a conversation to say, you know what, this relationship isn't working, they begin to manipulate and to present certain behaviors that would now be indicating that there's going to be an end to the relationship. So, for example, they don't keep in touch. The communication may not be there, and it's a signal they're giving. Sometimes some people are slow to get those signals, but they're signaling that, listen, I want this relationship to end because it's not satisfying my needs, or I have fallen out of love with you. And so the person begins to operate from a standpoint of sabotaging the relationship so that it ends. But it would be wise for that person just to come and be open and frank in terms of what is happening, and that the person who is ending the relationship should be honest. Yes. And the other person should also be willing to recognize that there are issues, although some people take it to another extreme, they may want to hurt themselves because a relationship has ended. We are saying no, because sometimes it's in the best interest to end a relationship like that when you see that it is one that could become toxic.
You know, Dr. Bell, and that's a great point. And, you know, I heard honesty came up and wanted to read.
Yes, I just saw a question about gaslighting
and honesty. And what I thought about when I saw the word honest, I thought about how many of us, we have different areas of our lives that we don't show honesty. Like some people, when it comes to their taxes, they sneak around and they cheat on the taxes, right? So we can do that. That's fine. That we can shady, we can be shady with the taxes, or we can be shady dealing with particular family issues, or we can be not honest or upfront. We can be shady with the business deal or whatever it is. When it comes to my relationship now, we want to be clear and everything to be honest and everything to be good. Honesty is all around, it's everywhere. So people pick and choose what makes them the most happiest. You know, so we always trying to find ways, right, to make our lives, you know, the most balanced way. I mean, I've seen folks cheat on their taxes, man. That's, you know, I'm a believer. I'm God. You know, I'm doing the right thing. But when it comes to my relationship now, you better do the right thing. You better make me feel you better. You know, it's so interesting to me how the human being is or can be.
So we have to understand that ending a relationship, you know, it can be very, very difficult because it's an emotion that I believe that sometimes even the fact that someone may die for you, when a relationship that you treasure dies, it can be very emotionally distressing for that person. So many times, that's one of the reasons why people may lie too, because they're circling around telling the person that they're out of the relationship because it could be very detrimental to the other person. And and so they skip around it. Mm-hmm. But I would want to say to persons out there who are in relationship that we should work towards making our relationships work. But we are living in a world that is difficult, and oftentimes relationships may not work. And sometimes it's for our own good because we may not be partnered with the right person.
That's
because
true.
Again, if you're in a relationship where you're often trying to change the person into someone else, that's a sign that you do not have the person that you want, because you have to mold the person to make that person be who you want that person to be. And that's not a good thing. So sometimes relationship ends is not a bad thing either, because the two persons who are in the relationship, it could be quite detrimental to both of them.
That's true. That's true. So again, folks, we listen to Let's Talk Relationships. We're here with Dr. Bell.
Yes, I saw co-host, Lady Misty. I saw a question before.
Yeah, there's a delay, so we have a little bit of overlapping here. Yeah.
Yes, I saw a question that was posted before about gaslight. Okay, go ahead.
Gaslighting.
Yeah, it said, what about when someone gaslights you in a relationship? How damaging can that be? How should one treat being gaslighted? Is it a sign of something?
Okay, so when we think of gaslighting, it's really as kind of a psychological abuse where the person make you feel like you're to be blamed for everything, and that you is as if the person is questioning your own sanity. So even if, for example, they would be cheating and you found out, and then the person, you're now trying to get to the bottom of this. So you may even want to look in the phone to see if they're still in touch. And then they will make it look as if you're the one who is intrusive. So in that sense, it's like messing with your mind. And each time you're the one to be blamed for whatever is done. And so that could put you in a psychological state where you begin to develop self-doubt, self-esteem issues. And so you have to know your truth. You have to be grounded in who you are so that that sense of your sanity isn't taken away from you. And if you find that that is what is happening, this could be a relationship, yes, that is leading you down a path of mental illness. And so you have to begin to determine if mental illness or staying in the relationship is going to be for the better good. Which one is for the better good? So once you find that you are being gaslighted, you should really become aware of how damaging it could be and then stand your ground in terms of making the person know what they're doing and that if they are not taking responsibility, then you have to take responsibility for your own mental wellness.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Bell, you said you have you've written eight books. Were these based within the similar areas of
on relationship? No.
Okay.
No, they're not on relationship.
Any of them dealt with relationship in some aspects of these this discussion tonight? Any of them kind of addresses any of the?
No, not relationships per se, because one of the book is really designed for teachers who have to deal with children who have mental health issues in the classroom. Okay. And the others are therapeutic books for children that actually deals with, for example, conflict and so on, but not within our intimate relationship.
Okay. Wow. We have a list.
So sometimes if we were to expand some more on the topic of when do we know that the relationship is over, many times one person in the relationship may recognize that the relationship is not going anywhere and want to seek help from maybe a professional. And the other person resists this kind of intervention. So we want to look out for that too, because again, they're actually maybe saying nothing is wrong with what they're doing and they don't need that kind of help. And if that happens, it could again lead to the demise of the relationship.
Wow.
And oftentimes, they cannot agree on what's the problem because nobody wants to take responsibility.
Wow. So it's really it can be complex in a way. I guess it's important to know that whenever you're in a relationship, there are many possibilities that can happen, and people can change for whatever reason, or people can and bring out what was there along, you know, for some reason or the other. And it's important that you know that you can't make someone do what they don't want to do. In other words, you can't dictate their outcome. You have to really look up for your outcome and what really, like I said, what's really best for you, your own mental health and your own sanity. Yeah. Because people, you know, I've been in situations where people just change, like you wonder what happened here, you know? And maybe it's not necessarily a bad thing either, but you got to see a different thing, and now you have to adjust yourself according to how you're going to proceed. Does it need therapy? Does it need to be ended? Does it need to be restored? Because sometimes you can restore something that needs to be ended, or end something that needs to be that could go on. So it can be a bit complex.
Yeah,
dealing with the human, with human beings, but again,
breaking up is very difficult.
Yeah.
Breaking up can be, even if you're in a relationship that has been very tumultuous, it can be very difficult when it comes to time to end the relationship. It brings a lot of emotional distress to the parties. Yeah. And so this is why, you know, being in a relationship can be good, but it can also come with a lot of emotional pain.
Yes, it can. Have you had to deal with someone and who were in the situation and you had to maybe give them a little advice? Whether it's a family friend or a family member, or have you ever had to address that with anyone in your experience?
Well, in my professional capacity, I deal with cases of relationships. And sometimes in my mind, just looking at some of these characteristics that we were talking about, in your mind, it would seem that this relationship would need to come to an end. Oftentimes the person sometimes want to prolong the relationship, but they don't want to make those changes that would make the relationship work, and so it would normally end. In relationships, it's very difficult. You shouldn't really give advice, so to speak, I would say, because at the end of the day, if you say to somebody, leave the person, and they do leave the person, and when they go back, you could end up being blamed for ending the relationship, when in fact you're not the one to be blamed. What you did see are characteristics that would say it could affect the person's mental wellness or physical wellness. But the person now says you are the one who said they should, and they could have. So it is best to ask questions and to let the person make those decisions rather than you making those decisions for them or giving them advice, so to speak, which is telling them what to do. So a good way to approach someone who comes to you with issues relating to their relationship is to ask questions and let them provide the answers, and then you leave them to say, all right, here is it that you're feeling this way.
Yes.
How do you really want to feel? And the person would say, I want to feel well. Do you believe you're going to continue in this path? Do you feel that that wellness that you want, that happiness that you want, you'll be able to achieve it? Person might say, no. So you say, well, you can make a decision around that. If you realize that this relationship is not ever going to bring you the happiness that you want, and you lead the person into answering those questions for themselves, because they are the best expert in recognizing what they are experiencing and feeling, and they're the ones who can make the best decisions around that with help, with very good line of questioning and good help in terms of making those decisions.
All right. Glad to have you back, Lady Misty. Yes. Awesome.
Very sound words, Dr. Bill. Thank you so much. I'm not sure. Let me apologize to my viewers. I don't know. I think the platform is having some issues with my device because I have been trying to navigate through all the devices I own, and it's giving a very, very bad feedback. And I'm not sure, but let me try to navigate through the rest of the show like that. So I do apologize for you not seeing me. Let me apologize for that, but I trust you can hear me well. Let me jump over to YouTube because I see the chat lighting up. Let me say thank you so much for your input so far. I come in from Island Mama Bear. I like that name. That says, for some, they don't want to take the blame. They create conflict to force the other person to pull the trigger so that they can claim innocence. Wow. That's interesting.
That's deceptive.
And I see Ornicia. Good night, Ornicia. Lady Ornicia says, other ways trust can be broken, manipulation, financial, emotional, etc., secrets, unfulfilled promises, insults, etc. So I see Ricardo here that says they should seek God's intervention before asking for any ideas from anyone first. Listen, this is a good topic tonight. I see the comments coming in. Very, very good. I see the comments coming in. Thank you so much for your comments, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you know,
Dr. Bill, I hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, right before you go there, if don't mind me jumping in real quick, but I remember sometime in my life, right? That time when I was very, very, very picky. All right. And I used to always try to fix other people. I always tried to see, you know, how I can, you know, make it be a better person. And I had to wake up. Like, wait a minute, this is the wrong way to go, right? This is many years ago, and I learned something from that. That many times, when I was trying to fix somebody else, I was the one that needed fixing. I was bringing a lot of chaos, not realizing it. So you find that a lot of people have a way of identifying issues, you know, very well. You know, but sometimes those people bring a lot of issues too, very well. You know, so it's a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
So I'm learning that. I'm learning more and more that at the end of the day, we are broken people.
Right.
A lot of broken past.
Yes.
A lot of unresolved issues. A lot of traumas. And I look even trying to say, you know, as someone who want to serve God and, you know, be His child, and how He deals with me. Yeah, and how he reminds me, Keith, you can't do this. Don't do that. Watch your attitude. Watch your step. Be kinder. He's always on me when I seem to want to go astray. And it almost seems annoying sometimes. Like, what? Lord, why are you picking on me? He wants me to be. He wants me to be better. There are times I would go to the grocery store and just push the cart. And say, no. Put the cart back neatly. Like, oh my God, he says God has spoken to me. You know, this thing that you would probably do, like, kind of any old way. Say, no. Don't skip the line. No, just the smaller things. But I find that as I began to look at me, and there are times when I've experienced where folks experience me in a very maybe not so nice way, I'm like, you know what, Lord, what can I do? You know, so I experience people in certain negative ways. Some people experience me in negative ways, and it's almost like it's a part of life cycle, like a marriage. There's good and bad. Right. There's the great, there's the ugly, there's the not so nice. There's but sometimes I learn not to stay on the part that may be negative. I try to find a balance and look at the good and stay with the good. Because if I stay on the negative part of it, I'm going to always find myself in a wheel, always trying to, you know, and that's not healthy at all. So that's my thing.
Very true.
Yeah. I see Satin Brownie just says the same person that irritates you sometimes soften your heart. I believe so too. I saw a question a while ago, and I was about to ask that question. I don't know if the engineers can find it back, but I want to ask that question. And it talks about somebody who says they're invested in the relationship, but their actions doesn't show. That's kind of one of my pet peeves when it comes on to relationships. I like consistency. So if you say you're going to do something, or you say you're going to work on something, and then you don't do it, that kind of turns me off. And I mean, in any relationship, whether it's intimate or, you know, work relationship or so on, I look for consistency, or even working towards the consistency. Well, how do you deal with someone saying that they are here, they are in the relationship, they are invested, they are telling you that, but their actions are not matching up with what they're saying? How do you deal with that?
So conversations must always be had. Communication is the heart of a relationship. And so when we see stuff like this, it is laid out on the table. Tell the person how you're feeling using I messages, not you messages. I messages. I feel slighted. I feel that your actions are really not showing me that you are in love with me or you're investing in the relationship. I would like for you to. And you talk in that way. As a good community strategy for, and if there is no change over time, it could be indicating that maybe this is the way the person may not be able to show love again because of what happened earlier. Because some people will tell you deep down that I love you, but you're not seeing it in their action. But for them, it is love, but they don't know how to translate that into action. And so we have to find out and make those distinctions. Or is it that the person is slighting you and not investing in the relationship because of other ulterior motives? So we'd want to be clear of what is happening and then take those appropriate steps. Appropriate steps may be both persons make some kind of compromise or some changes, or that the relationship may not be going anywhere, be at a dead end, and that investing in it may be not worth the person's while.
Okay. Dr. Bell, yes. Tell me, I'm not sure if you were of the book titled The Five Love Languages.
Yes, and I've heard of it.
As I looked at my mom and my dad, all right? My dad, they stayed together for over 60 years. They did their thing. They also, he was a very dedicated man to his family, very loyal man. He didn't run around with friends and drink and carry on. He came home, he was a great provider, all right? The way he communicated love to her, the way she saw it might have been a little different. So I pray to listen to me, you don't love me because maybe their idea of love language, you may come in a different kind of way. Like a lot of people in Jamaica, for instance, when they were in Jamaica, they weren't used to or accustomed to what you call the soap opera that they now experience in America. A lot of them came to America, started watching soap operas, There's the Four Lives and One Night to Live and General Hospital, all these love shows, and all of a sudden they seen husband loving their wives and I said, whoa, he ain't doing that, right? Now, the same man is working hard every day. He's bringing on the bacon. Lord. You know, he's not cheating on you. He's very favorable to you, but he's not giving that extra lovey-dovey stuff that you think, I need that now. See? He's an old-school guy. He's not that kind of guy. So you say, well, so some women use that one point and make it so and magnify it so much that the poor guy feels like, oh, my God, I'm inadequate now, you know? So you know, again, love language, again, what we interpret. And I like how you said it, doctor. I feel. And guess what? A lot of times we feel it's just a feeling. It's not even real. But we put a lot of what we think on our feelings. That's why I like the faith word when God said, call those things as though they are. You can't go by feelings. Feelings are always going to be there. Okay, I got your feelings. So now what do we do? You feel this way, and not we stay in the field. Do we go? What do we do? Do we? So it's a lot. It's very interesting, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any comments there, Lady Misty?
I think yes. I think what we have to learn is each other's love language. And I was about to say that I saw that comment. Feelings are important. And I think sometimes we miss the mark there, because a lot of times we say, oh, females are too in all in their feelings. But it doesn't hurt for a man to want to tap into that feeling as well and want to learn their partner. I think we've missed the mark in relationships in that respect, that we don't take time to learn our partner. We are living with somebody, or we're married to somebody, or we're even working with somebody, because it doesn't have to be, you know, intimate relationship, but it could be working relationships as well. And we don't take the time to learn how people love or how people ought to be loved. Because once we get in the groove of comfort and we are okay with it, you know, there's a lot of times when we say, all right, because I'm okay, I'm good. We tend to stay in that selfish mode, and we are not really paying attention to what is happening to your partner. And sometimes that is why partners miss those signs, because they're not seeing it as a part of the growth and development of the relationship. So I'm good. And so I'm guessing you're good too, because probably you're not saying anything, not knowing that shutting down is a serious sign that, hey, something is up. If you have learned your partner, you would have known those little signs. So, I mean, feelings are important, and learning your partner is important. That's the ultimate point. Learning your partner, learning how they behave, learning how, you know, learning when things are off, how they behave when things are off, when you do something, their reactions, all of those things, you learn it. It's not an overnight thing, but as you grow together in your relationship, you learn it. I see a question. Good night, Apostle Faith. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. I see a question popping up, Dr. Bell, and probably you can weigh in on it. What if the relationship has ended because of long distance? And, you know, those signs can creep in because there's distance. So what if the relationship ended due to long distance?
A long distance relationship, if not kept.
I'm not hearing you. Are you muted, Dr. Bell? Take a mute if you...
No, I'm not muted. Are you hearing me?
Not hearing her.
I'm hearing you, Doc.
You're hearing?
I'm not hearing her.
I am hearing her. I'm not sure if you're hearing me.
Are you muted?
Yes, I'm hearing her.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, yes, I'm not hearing you, Dr. Bell. Yeah.
I'm hearing you, though.
Not sure.
I'm not hearing sure
why
you.
She's not hearing her. But folks, while she's getting her sound up and running, yes, this is Let's Talk Relationships, and we are definitely having a very, I would say, engaged conversation here.
You're the one not hearing.
How do you know when the relationship is over?
Keith, I don't think.
And folks are weighing their thoughts on YouTube, and some are just chiming in here with their thoughts and questions. And of course, it's a very important topic, and it's about growth, and it's about really just having a discussion. We think that that's a foundation for building good relationships. So while the studio is working with Dr. Bell, we want to let you know,
guys, we thank
you. Appreciate you guys for reaching out and being so engaged tonight on LTR. Yes, yeah, still not hearing you, Dr. Bell.
Is anybody out there hearing me?
Dr. Bell, you think you may want to rejoin us?
No, everybody else is hearing me. I can go on talk. She's.
Yeah, I'm not hearing her.
Okay, so.
Okay. Now I'm hearing you.
Okay. Yes. You clipped something on your thing, man.
Thank you.
So they were asking the question earlier about long distance relationship. So a long distance relationship, can be quite problematic if not sustained. And so one would have to be doing everything that the relationship when you're close would be there. So trying to be in touch with each other on a very regular basis, sharing ideas so that the person isn't left out of anything. And like how we have video chats and different medium now that we can keep in touch, so the person would be keeping in touch in that way.
Yes.
But if we find that there are distancing as well as this physical distancing, then it could become problematic for the relationship, especially if third parties come into the relationship. Person is not there, you have somebody else you're talking to, and that could end up in the demise of a long-distance relationship. So if you're in a long-distance relationship, it should be treated in a way that you would have treated a relationship as if you were in physical proximity.
Okay.
Very important.
So could you name three things that you would recommend? Someone having a long-distance relationship, three things that they want to hone in on to keep it close, so to speak.
One, they have to keep in touch, communicate. Okay. And communication should be like maybe on an everyday basis if you can. That could be an expensive endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
Share.
We got WhatsApp now.
share intimate. And when I say intimate, share intimate details of what's happening in each other's life to keep that connection going.
Okay.
And also to continue with acts of kindness to that person. It could mean sending flowers, giving a gift, and, you know, keep that flame going. And when you do talk to each other, when it should be full of joy and happiness, and if you're discussing stuff, it should be discussing a spirit of calmness and not arguing, because all of that could lead to the breakdown of the relationship.
Dr. Bell, I'm glad to have you back, Misty, Lady Misty. Glad to have you back. Dr. Bell, I believe in our culture.
Yes, I'm back. Thank you.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I believe in our culture, Dr. Bell. There's this high drive to always have fun, feel good. And those, you know, Western culture. And there's very little time to have this. It may not be so good this week. It may not be so good today. And it's like people just afraid of feeling, you know, feeling sometimes not on point, you know, or in that space. I think it's all a part of life. You know, we have rainy days and sunny days and bright sunny days, windy days and gushy days, and you know, life is just such a interesting movements of cycles. I think when it comes to relationship, everything is important, and I think sometimes in relationships you may have a more of a motherly role, some may be more of a fatherly role, father dominance in that relationships. Sometimes it may be power struggle, you know, it could be financial issue, could be age issue. It could be gender issue going on, but I think that as I look at this topic tonight, balance again. I keep hearing balance. You know, to find that balance. Accountability is a very important thing as well. Accountability is important, and honesty. Sometimes even when it hurts, you're honest about it, and it makes a difference. You know, you want dishonest. And I think those are things that I think we should really highlight, because you're going to have a rubbing. And I think it's in a rubbing of relationship you have the growth. When you rub and rub and rub, it creates a smoothness after a while. But, you know, there may take, and, you know, we all have different personalities and different ways that works for us. So it's just, again, can't be complex, you know?
So what you don't want in a relationship is like moodiness, extreme moodiness, because sometimes you will have one person, you don't know when to take the person. Mm-hmm. People should try their very best in a relationship to learn how to regulate those emotions. And I agree with you where there are not going to be days when you're going to feel a certain way because you are acting emotionally intelligent. Somebody may die for you. There may be a sad situation. Mm-hmm. But it's those extremes of mood that sometimes you cannot explain that can be quite draining in a relationship mm-hmm. and lead to this kind of a neediness. So person should try to regulate the emotions mm-hmm. and not create that what we call a labile mood where you're from one extreme to the other, thus putting a strain or stress on the relationship. But you are correct. It's not just always happy, happy moments. We have sad moments, and we should accept those moments and then work through them.
Mm-hmm. Great point.
Can we create that?
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Bell. I saw a follow-up mm-hmm. question to the long-distance question. That mm-hmm. as we go into, we just have a few minutes to go. So it says, would it be right to rekindle the relationship once you are closer?
Together.
Yes, a possibility is there that if the persons love each other and feel like they want to rekindle, then that is fine. And rekindle it with all that we were just talking about here, where what makes a good relationship. So we'd want to add all of that in it. And communication is one. Showing love and respect is also another. And, you know, really being kind and caring to each other.
Wow.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Such a very rich conversation tonight.
Yes, it is.
I love it. I do hope the listeners and viewers out there are not over there trying to pick out all the signs in their relationships, you know. I hope you're growing.
You can make it if you try. You can make it.
You can make it. You know, and to bring the curtains down, just before I say thank you to our guest tonight, I want to leave a thought with you. And the thought says, a strong relationship requires choosing to love each other, even in moments when you struggle to like each other. So a strong relationship requires choosing to love each other even in moments when you struggle to like each other. I want to say a hearty, hearty, hearty congrats. Thank you. Thank you. And continue to do the good work you're doing. Dr. Bell, you're doing such an awesome job in keeping our psyche correct.
And where can we find you, Dr. Bell?
Thank you so much for engaging with us tonight and for engaging with our listeners and our viewers.
Yes, and where can we find you, Dr. Bell? Where can we find you?
Okay, so I am in St. Anne. My office is at Plantation Highway Plaza, and I can be reached at 85876-453-5250.
Say it one more time, please, the number again.
876-453-5250.
Thank you, Dr. Bell.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Bell. Thank you to all our listeners, our viewers. Thank you for our supporters who continue to keep the engine of the show running. To all those who made the comments tonight, thank you so much. If we were not able to read your comment or to answer your question tonight, don't worry. We'll go through them. And of course, we will try to catch up with you another time. However, thank you so much for making your contributions to tonight's show. We are indeed grateful for you.
And let's not forget our producers. And our engineers,
they make it happen. We want to thank wholeheartedly our producers and engineer trying to steer me through this platform tonight. Listen, I need to lay hands a little bit more stronger on my devices. I don't know what is happening with my devices.
We'll work it out.
We are not having a good relationship at all. We're going to make it happen.
We're going to build it back again. That's right.
I have to build a good relationship with my devices and these platforms. But anyway, guys.
Let's talk
relationships on You Me Radio.
So what are we talking about?
Marriage, dating, parenting, business,
and love, emotions, sex.
It's a conversation with me, Lady Misty,
and DJ KTE,
on everything from hot topics to taboos.
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live on UME Radio.
Follow us at Let's Talk Relationship Show on Facebook or on UME Radio on Instagram. Let's talk relationships. Arguments for the grown.
Get the UME Radio app to listen wherever you are. That is UME Radio. One word.